This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-nation visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman today. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will visit Jordan at the invitation of King Abdullah II Ibn al-Hussein. Prime Minister Modi will meet the King of Jordan to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations and exchange perspectives on regional issues. Mr. Modi's visit coincides with the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Tomorrow, Prime Minister will proceed to Ethiopia, marking his first visit to the country. Mr. Modi will meet his Ethiopian counterpart and will hold wide-ranging discussions on all aspects of India-Ethiopia bilateral ties. In the final leg, the Prime Minister will visit Oman and will meet Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. The visit will embark 70 years of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. India has categorically rejected the assertions made by the interim government of Bangladesh in its yesterday's press note, citing that New Delhi is allowing former Premier Sheikh Hasina to make incendiary statements to her supporters. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, said that India has consistently reiterated its position in favour of free, fair, inclusive and credible elections being held in Bangladesh in a peaceful atmosphere. Moreover, India has never allowed its territory to be used for activities inimical to the interests of the friendly people of Bangladesh. The statement further said that India expects that the interim government of Bangladesh will take all necessary measures for ensuring internal law and order, including for the purpose of holding peaceful elections. The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed Bihar Minister and five-time MLA Nitin Nabin as the National Working President of the party with immediate effect. Widely regarded as an organisational leader, Mr. Nabin currently represents the Bankipur Assembly constituency in Patna district and holds the road construction portfolio in the Nitish Kumar-led Bihar government. Mr. Nabin is the son of veteran BJP leader and former MLA late Nabin Kishore Prasad Sinha. At 45, Mr. Nabin is the youngest working president in the party's history and the first BJP leader from Bihar to be appointed to the post. The US government will begin enhanced screening and vetting of H-1B and its dependent H-4 visa applicants, including checks of their social media profiles, from today. In a new order, the State Department said that from 15th of December, a review of the online presence for all H-1B applicants and their dependents will be conducted. Students and exchange visitors were already subject to this review, and now the department has expanded this requirement to vet social media profiles to include H-1B applicants and their dependents on H-4 visas. State Department said that to facilitate this vetting, all applicants for H-1B and their dependents H-4, F, M and J non-immigrant visas are instructed to adjust the privacy settings on all their social media profiles to public. The F, M and J visas are used by students and exchange visitors to come to the U.S. Argentine footballer Lionel Messi will arrive in New Delhi today for the fourth and final leg of his GOAT India tour. The main events are scheduled to take place at the Arun Jaitley Stadium. During the Delhi tour, Messi will facilitate Minerva Academy's teams, which have won three youth trophies. A nine-a-side celebrity football match will also be held as part of the program. The Lionel Messi's GOAT India tour began on 13th of this month in Kolkata. The Argentine superstar's visit marks his return to India after 14 years and kicks off a three-day tour to Kolkata, Hyderabad, Mumbai and New Delhi. The tour combines public appearances, cultural events and celebrity football exhibitions across major venues. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 7 wickets in the third T20 of the 5-match series at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala last night. Chasing a target of 118 runs set by South Africa, India scored 120 for 3 in 15.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.